It's time to catch up on everything that's happening around Woodner. Morning, Craig.
Morning, Keith.
What's happening with business and tourism at the moment?
Oh, we met a couple of weeks ago now and looked at a whole range of challenges that we've got with business and tourism operators and initiatives happening across the region. And one of the things that they're looking at doing is setting up a film society to run some films in the local district as an attraction for people to come and look at. And we've got a mobile projection art trailer and events trailer that's got a projector in it. To make it happen, we're looking at setting up a small subcommittee of the business and tourism, and that includes a film society. So we're having a meeting about that in March, date to be determined, but we'll be figuring that out in the Granite in the next few days. And so people who are interested in maybe becoming involved in a district film society up around the Woodner, Minipa, Kyne Cutter area, check it out in the Granite or give me a ring here at council and we'll see what we can do.
That sounds absolutely sensational. What else is happening on the arts side of things, particularly around the mid-year events?
Yeah, again, we're looking at holding another mid-year arts event this year. Certainly looking at doing a lot of activity around the exhibition, mid-year exhibition. We're also, again, interested in ideas that people might have for including in the program for this year. So we're starting to kick the planning for that off. And we normally hold that over the school holidays of the July school holidays. So this July, we'll be running another art exhibition and, again, keep your eyes open for what's happening in Woodner in the middle of the year.
And I hear that there's been a few bits and pieces happening with Pildapa Recreation Reserve.
That's right. So Pildapa Recreation Reserve is one of our iconic destination points for both locals and visitors. We've got Mount Woodner and we've got Pildapa, the two of the big attractions here. And we've been doing a lot of planning for Pildapa over the last couple of years, actually. And it's come to a head with a master plan. We've drafted a master plan and we've had that running out with all of our key stakeholders, our the owners, which is the Department of Environment and Water. State government own it. We manage it. Also, the Minipa Progress Association have been very active in their involvement with getting a new direction for it. So a draft master plan is out and it will be advertised in the March edition of the Granite. And if anyone's interested in getting hold of a copy of the master plan and perhaps making some comments and providing some feedback to council, they can do that over the course of March and before the master plan's finalised. And we then look to running a program of works at the reserve out towards the end of this year that will improve its appearance for visitors and for locals alike and make it a much better destination.
Very much looking forward to getting back to Pildapa Recreation Reserve when that work is complete. Craig, thank you very much, and we'll chat again next month.
Not a problem. Thanks, Keith.